Yep, this is your boy MZ.
And your boy Vimi.
Hey, came in early.
No, but you,
in a rush.
Your countdown was a bit messed up. But
what do you mean?
It was a little bit.
No, you.
It was because you didn't have your finger on the button.
Dog.
You didn't have your finger on the button.
Because
you were counting down, but your finger wasn't on the button.
Why are you watching the button? Listen to me.
Don't watch the button. If you're in the studio, you got to watch Prison Pressing the Button. You know
no,
what I mean?
No.
Yeah, go.
Anyway,
welcome back to the Much Chess Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, man, what's been happening, bro?
Yo, a lot of work, man. It's just a lot. It's like, you know, it's that time of year, especially for some of us who work for foreign companies. We, you know, up in the north there, they're just done with their summer, so everyone's done with their holidays, and now they're proper back in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, so work is starting to pile up.
Pick up.
Yeah, and also going to Daisy's end of the week is not going to help either. So it's another short week. So three short weeks in a row, because then the next week then we have a company conference for 2 days on Monday and Tuesday. So there's no work being done then.
Hang on. So there's a company conference on Monday.
Next week, Monday. Not this coming Monday, the next.
Yeah, and Daisy's on Sunday, finishing on Sunday.
Yes.
So which means you're going to go to work on Monday.
Go to a conference.
And need to be... pay attention.
Not really. I don't know. I don't think so.
So it's just a full-on conference. It's not like any work is going to be done, really.
Nah, it's so like yeah, it's just for other, so people from like leadership from other offices, like from the US and from Hong Kong, are going to come through.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a whole bunch of presentations and just talking about the company and all that stuff. Yeah. And then there's going to be like black tie events after the conference, like in the evening. Mm. And they're going to give out like awards for like best, kindest employee, and you know, all that startup stuff.
You reckon you're going to get something?
No.
Not at all, though.
No, I haven't been nominated. They've announced nominees.
Oh, they've been
announced. But I was asked to.
So you got snubbed?
No, no.
So you got a nomination?
No, I don't.
So you got snubbed?
Getting snubbed implies that I was expecting to get a nomination, which
you
I
would?
Was not. No, why? Ah, you crazy.
Aren't you a diligent employee?
Nah, fuck that shit, dog. I just go there to get a paycheck.
Hey, man.
I can say that because no one's going to listen to it. but I was asked to present one of the awards.
Oh, that's not bad. It's still some, you know.
Yeah, but that means now I have to like be properly dressed now.
And you weren't wanting to do that.
I mean, I was just gonna, because there's a dress code, but I was gonna shoehorn it a little bit, you know, get away with some chino pants and a jacket. But now it looks like I have to be full on attire,
like a black tie shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. At least you get to put on some stuff. Do they give you a budget? You know, do they give you like a company credit card?
No.
See, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
That'd
actually
be real nice.
But yeah, so it's gonna be 2 short weeks in a row. So yeah, there's a lot of work, bro. A lot of work. Yeah, and then obviously I'm also taking off end of the month because we're going to that wedding.
We are indeed going to a wedding at the end of next month,
yes.
The beginning of the November. I'm pretty keen for that, actually.
What's going on there? Sorry, know. It was just his phone. It just got people grooving on it.
But yeah, man, I'm pretty keen. Another wedding again.
Yeah, 2 in the year for you.
2 in the year, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. But you know what, Vumi?
And in mini India this time, not the full-on India.
Wow. There's definitely no Indians where we're going, where the wedding is. It's just black people and white people only.
Okay.
But Durbs, yeah, sure, there's Indians there. But yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing actually to see, and we're seeing it a lot, like, you know, at this age, because a lot of people are getting
hungering down.
Yeah, so it's nice to see, man. It's nice to see people progress and, you know, just start to live their lives.
Mm. Gets you thinking,
doesn't another it? Stage. Gets who thinking?
You.
Oh, dude, come on, man. We all think of these things.
Yeah. Is it?
But what I'm saying is that it's one of those things where it's like a next stage. You know, you go to high school, then you go to varsity. Finish varsity, next stage, you start work.
Yeah.
Start work. Next stage is you find someone.
Or not.
Or not. But the next stage is, that could be the next stage.
Yeah.
You know,
I suppose.
You know, in your personal life.
Or yeah.
You know, otherwise, you know, but basically people, it's about that time. So like every 4 to 5 years, you do make
switch.
big changes in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or big decisions, rather, I should say, that have the possibility to impact your life. Of course, during your professional life, you can make decisions every year, maybe, right, you know, personally and just in general, socially. Yeah. Those decisions can
impact. No,
can
I
impact,
mean,
yeah.
those milestone events are definitely nice things to witness when they're happening out of someone's choice, because obviously there's milestone events that you're not in control of sometimes.
Exactly, that
is a way of throwing shit off.
Yeah, and then you just hope that the positive things, you know, are contagious. Like when people leave varsity, everyone graduates the same year.
Mm.
You know, the next step is to get a job, and you hope, and you hear, oh, someone's man got a job, and you're hoping that positiveness is contagious, that, you know, everyone gets a job.
Yeah.
And then the next step in life, you just hope that everyone reaches the happiness that they want and that they, you know, that they strive and looking for. So yeah, man, I think it's a great thing. It's gonna be a nice time to go to Durbs and just have fun for the weekend.
You see
people.
I'm really looking forward to Durban, actually, because I've only been as a kid. I was like 6 years old, so I didn't see it. I mean, I just saw the sea, the ocean. That's what I was doing. I was just swimming the whole time.
Let's be honest. When you're that young, you've seen them all. They're all the same.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're all the same. Yeah. I was jumping between the waves. Yeah, obviously.
But yeah, man.
So yeah, I'm pretty stoked to go to Durbs.
And I think we're doing a good thing by going, you know, early.
Yeah, just before the December madness.
Yeah, man, December's gonna be mad. But like, it's still good to. And when I went early, I meant like, the wedding is on like a Sunday, we're going on like a Thursday, so at least we get to settle down, see stuff, and
definitely
not rush, and, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it'll be really, really, really good.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to also just seeing some different scenery, you know, because like, you know, you get bogged down with the same scene. I mean, like in Cape Town, you never get bored of the scenery, but sometimes you just need something that...
You get bored of the surroundings, like you just want to step away.
You need
away.
A reset, yeah. You need a reset, a fresh experience.
You need to step away. I want to be doing a lot of stepping away.
Yeah?
I want to be doing a lot of stepping away.
What do you mean?
I want to be doing a lot of stepping away. Like, I feel like, you know, with this wedding coming up, right? In my view, actually, stepping out of Cape Town is a step away, you know?
Yeah.
So even if we're going to Daisy's, it's a minute step away.
Yeah, but it's a change in routine, change in scenery.
It's a step away.
Yeah.
Then we're going to the wedding, stepping away.
Yeah.
And then December, early December, birthday weekend, stepping away a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Young trip away, just a couple of days.
Okay,
not too much.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
But I'll explain more when I come back. But you know, the happenings.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I'm keen for that too. You know, Vumi and I, you know, just having a chat just now with Ten, and you know, we were just talking. One of the things we're talking about is like how, you must, you know, live your life, you know, with purpose.
Mm.
Like, live on purpose. You know, live with intent.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, and also just, like, living like someone... You know, you always see in movies where someone had a near-death experience.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, they just start living life.
Mm.
Because they realize that, you know, you can die at any moment. And the life that they're living... They weren't living to their fullest.
Yeah. And you don't realize how much potential you have to live your life until life is...
So, like, why not kick that gear in and live, like, how... As if you had a traumatic experience that almost took your life away.
Mm.
And you're like, you know what? Now I'm making the most of every situation. Not saying while out, but, you know, make use of every like, if you watch the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey.
No, I always see it on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix? Yeah. Anyway, you must watch it. But like, so basically the premise is that this guy is very much a negative guy or whatever. Mm. And then he meets a friend or someone, an acquaintance of his, who tells him about this conference. Mm-hmm. And that he should go to it. And it's like a Yes conference.
I think, right? Is it like an oldish?
I mean, Jim Carrey hasn't been around.
Yeah.
It was on like 2000 and something.
I think, you know? I might have seen it, yeah.
And yeah, so basically, they have to say yes to everything. But the idea is that you become a more positive person in terms of doing stuff.
Yeah.
So when someone says, can I have a dollar, or, you know, you just give them a dollar. Like, you know what, because I, you know. And then if they're like, yeah, dude, let's go fishing this weekend. And you are probably thinking, I actually don't want to do anything this weekend. I just want to kick it. And you'd be like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
And so the more times you say yes to opportunities, the more things will come to you. Yeah. That's the whole idea, you know, attraction, all those things. So, but that movie sort of shows, it embodies a lot of living your life like it really is the only one you got.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about that stuff a lot, but I'm also having this conversation I had with Ten earlier as well, and the whole thing, you know, I told you about my move and whatever. Yeah. Like, all of that stuff is making me want to just, you know, grab life by the horns, type of thing,
and just
because you're only this old this time.
Yeah.
Like, in 5 minutes, I'm not getting that other, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're only that
age. No, that's extremely profound.
I mean,
like, break, because sometimes, you know, you can get, like, hunkered down in your own mold, and things become sort of very...
That comfortability.
Being very comfortable, and sometimes you need to break. Because I feel like that's where I am at the moment, where it's like, I'm feeling I need to break certain comfortable elements.
I mean, and you've been thinking about that for a while now. During this year. You know, just like professionally, socially, like things that you just...
Exactly. I mean, and it's all about taking little steps. Like, now, over the last few days or over the last week or so, I've been like, actually, let me try and aim to at least go on a hike, you know, 3 times a month. You know, and it's those little steps.
Yeah.
Those little changes that at the end of the day give you like a fresh perspective, you know? And it's like, you don't have to sleep in late on a weekend. You just need to get a good amount of sleep, get up, do stuff, be active, see things. And it's really been nice. Like, last week I went on a hike. This weekend I went on a hike. And it's not only the act of hiking that's refreshing, but it's a refreshing experience.
That is out of the norm.
Out of the norm, right? Yeah. And it's like, just sometimes looking at nature or looking at a horizon, it like opens you up. It opens your mind up to saying, okay, why? Like, I can.
That's the thing, Vumi. As soon as like there's a difference in routine or something, even just a small thing, your mind is like, oh, so this is a possibility. Like, you know, because we were just living like this, dog.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're opening yourself to thinking about new things, other ways.
Yeah.
And it's just. And you start to realize that, oh man, if I just do other things, change my routine a little bit, your mind starts to get energized.
Get energized, you get inspired, and then you can then tackle, as you say, life by the horns and take those big decisions, those big steps. I think that's, and it's good to have a slow realization of that on your own terms, almost like without it being sort of a major
imposed
event
on you as well.
Yeah. Forcing you to do something different.
That's
extremely profound, man. Just knowing that this is the only life you have and you need to live it.
How many times do people actually really think like, this is all I got? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the life that I've got.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that, this is it, dog. So why aren't we
when you're younger, at least when I was younger, there was always that, like, oh no, I can't wait to be this old, and then I can do this and this and this and this and this and this. And then you realize that as you get older, you're like, no, like, there's no reason to wait to do something.
It's in your hands.
It's really in your hands to actually be like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Because you know? When you're a child, obviously there's some things that just life restricts you from doing.
Yeah, obviously age restricts you from doing certain things. But from the moment that you start to realize that you are actually the master of your own destiny in the sense that...
Yeah. What you're saying is actually very, very profound, dog. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you always say, like, cause they're always like, no, when I get this age, I can't wait to do this.
Yeah.
When I'm this age, I can't wait to do that. When I'm this, why don't we do that after 18? Why don't we, you say, no, when I'm 21, this is what I want to do. Yeah. When I'm 25, this is what I want to do. When I'm 28, this is what I want to do. When I'm 32, like, you don't do that, right? You have goals when you're young, but you just don't know that they're goals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, why don't we do that and, like, strive to actually achieve those goals? Mm. Obviously, when you're younger, it's only easy because you just need to grow up and then you'll get to those goals.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's almost like when you're younger, those goals come, like, the only condition is your age and then you reach that thing. But, like, I mean, obviously, when you get older, the conditions change, you know? It like, depends on how your career works out. It depends on what you do, who you meet, what you, you know? But yeah, because I think a lot of people get trapped, and it's very easy. Like, I've realized this here, how easy it is to just, like, sit and be like, okay, cool. Like, every month I'll get my paycheck, and then I'll hang out like this and do like that. Mm. And then you end up getting, like, trapped in a circular
thing. And then all of a sudden it's 4 or 5 years later, and you're like, shit, I'm doing the same thing I was doing 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And some people, and the thing is, we're not trying to say, like, you know, everyone has to be like or whatever, but, like, some people, maybe they're really happy in that stage, and that's how they want to live.
No, exactly. You know? Yeah.
But sometimes if you feel like you want better at some point, or you want more, maybe you're like, I don't know if I'm all the way happy with this. Then that's an indication that, look, let's do something about that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, definitely. And I mean, it all manifests in different ways. Some people might be alright with, like, being at the same job, but then they want to explore life in different ways and do different things. Like, that job allows them to fuck off for a month and go travel and explore. Like, yeah, that's the way they see life. Yeah, that's the way they explore. That's the way they open their horizon.
Yeah, because maybe one aspect of your life feeds other aspects. So, like, you know, like, if your job, you know, your career wise, and if it can allow you to travel as well and see things and meet people, and, you know, it's covering a lot of your bases as well.
Exactly.
But then sometimes some people just want to, you know, they've done that, they just want to settle down now and just stay home. You know, see what that's like.
Yeah
You know,
and I mean, we all experience that in one way or another. Like, if we've had a hectic, like, 2 weeks of like going out or something, you're just like,
how many times have we said, like, where we've had, because I remember there were times where I was like in and out of KZN and here, and like, and I was like, I'm actually tired of, like, traveling all so much,
like, you know? Yeah.
And but it's actually, compared to people who actually travel, like, you know, for work and things, like, some people are every week there somewhere.
They're
else.
On the move.
They're on the move, you know.
That, and and that's insane if you think about it.
Yeah.
Constantly being on the move, like, for example, I always, when I'm traveling, like, a lot, when I've had, like, many trips within a close space of time, sometimes, like, I'll wake up and I won't know where I am. Like, for a split second, I'll be like, where the fuck am I? You know? And then you're like, fuck. And then you just realize how much your, like, sometimes your body just wants to, like, hit pause, you know? You're like, you wanna hunker down. But yeah, man, it's the only life we got, and obviously it's got its different phases and its different speeds. But, like, if ever someone feels like there's a time that things need to switch up or transition, then people shouldn't be afraid to take the jump.
Yeah, man, and I think it's also just like taking advantage of your privilege, you know?
Because
other people don't have the option to do what
to think we to think the way we thinking. Do,
and to even think about, you know, that you can do that. Because some people, like, so don't waste that privilege, really. You know what I mean?
No, it's definitely coming from a position of privilege.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Being able to have these discussions. But as I was saying in the beginning, it can start with very small steps that are very attainable for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It just It just, you have to have the privilege of being able to think in that, being able to be comfortable enough to think in that way, because you're not worried about where your paycheck is going to come from the next month, or where your food's going to come from the next day. And that's I think that's one of the pitfalls of getting comfortable, is that, like, to a certain level, your existence is guaranteed by your surroundings, by your paycheck, by your trust fund, by your whatever, right?
Yeah, and people, you're right, man. A lot of decisions you make depends on that.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, yeah, a lot of the things you decide depend on that, or use that as the anchor, which. Obviously,
which limits you to that.
Exactly. But and the things I think people tend to get intimidated by it, and then they don't understand. And I've probably been a victim of this. They don't understand that there's different ways of skinning, as they say. There's different ways to skin a cat. Yeah, I know it's not very animal friendly, but
hey, man, everyone knows. What
I wonder who came up with that statement. But it's like, why are you skinning cats in different ways?
There probably a lot of ways. I mean, it comes from somewhere. But we don't just like stuff like that.
What?
Maybe they'll be like, you know what? There's a lot of ways it's gonna get.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, it's a privilege to be able to be like, to take life by the horns. Someone might be like, fuck you, nigga. I'm like spending an hour in a taxi. Talk to me about taking life by the horns. But yeah, man, it's all about keeping in mind that like, this is the one life you got, you know. And it's also about trying to be healthier. And, like, I mean, the last 2 weeks have been difficult because, like, there's been Heritage Day. Obviously, a lot of brying was going on.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of sports going on at the moment, you know. So, also realizing that, you know, you've got... also because of this month was my first debit order for my life insurance, which is anyway. so it puts things into perspective. No, that's very profound, man. It's good to sometimes have those conversations that open up your mind a little bit.
Yeah, man. And you know, I mean, like, even my mom was speaking to me. She's very much on a health tip now and all that stuff. Well, she's been on the health tip anyway. But, like, you know, you start to think that, you know, all the decisions we make now, they're going to impact on us later on in life.
Mm.
The alcohol and... other substances people might have been ingesting in their early 20s. That stuff's gonna catch up to you. It doesn't feel like it now because we're still at that age. But once you get old, it's like, you know what? In fact, this stuff, you start to, you're like, why am I getting? But like, I'm an active guy. Why am I? You know?
All of a sudden, your liver's failing.
You're like, oh, why is my liver failing? Really? You know why?
Yeah. And you know, and it was a bit of a wake up call. Hiking the other day. I mean, I've been going to gym, like, trying to go quite regularly, so it was challenging, but I mean, I was happy to find out I'm a lot fitter than I thought.
Yeah,
but it's also seeing how sometimes people in your surroundings, like, really struggling to do this thing, and you're like, actually, you know, we're not spring chickens. We're closer to 30 than we are to 25. So and it's also one of those things where it's like, yeah, look, at some point we're gonna have to derive joy and entertainment out of things other than pushing our livers and our brains and our lungs to the limit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously there's room and time for fun, but obviously, again, it's about opening those horizons. It's about broadening.
There has to be a shift.
Yeah.
A shift at some point. There's no way you can continue with behavior regardless of what.
I mean, there is, but you just, it won't be sustainable.
There.
Yeah. You know?
Like, there's no way you can do things weekend in, weekend out for 10 years straight and then not be an impact.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so... But I think people are starting to understand that. And maybe, you know, it takes things like hiking to see, like, something that we took for granted many years ago. Like, this is, and now you're like, God, I'm struggling to get up this mountain. Do you know what I mean? And then you start to realize, you know, I need to make a...
There needs to be, and that's the thing about examining, self-examining on a constant but on a regular basis. Where are we at the moment? Like, what can we do? What's the trend? Where can we shift? So,
obviously, I know that there's a lot of privilege involved in this, but like, you know, when you, if year on year you're doing the same thing, at some point you gotta ask yourself, is there progression? You know, because sometimes you can afford to be like, okay, at work, obviously, maybe I'm still entry level. You know, only it's 3 years until some progression can happen or something.
Yeah.
Then maybe you're like, okay, because that's the case, then let me concentrate on my social life and try progress that. Then once the work thing comes to you, like, okay, word, that's my goal now.
Yeah.
Let me move up there. Yeah. And then the social life maybe takes a pause. Mm. Not a fallback, but a pause. And then you work on the professional life.
Mm.
You know, and then you see, okay, this year this was my goal, you know, and then next year this was my goal. And obviously that's a very privileged thing, because mainly people with careers can do that, whereas people with like normal just jobs, where it's like, for example, if you're in the service industry or something, and say you work in a butchery, there's only so much, you know, goals you can have working in a butchery, like as a meat grinder, and you know, because that year you can be like, okay, I want to be diligent and this and this and this, and you can do this. Then possibly, I mean, you have to work really hard for the owner of the butchery to even make you a manager, perhaps, because they might be, it's a family butchery, might already be managers in line, because you know what I mean. So like, it's a bit different in those sense. Whereas if you have a career maybe in finance or something, you can. Every year you can step up, and you know, the bigger the accounts you get in, you pull in, you know, that allows you to have more leverage, where you can become a vice president or whatever, a manager, business manager, blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? But I think even if it's one thing, you need some sort of a goal, so that you know that, okay, I achieved something in this year. It wasn't just about me getting money to feed me and pay the bills, like, so that there's a meaning to working more than just paying for stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that it actually means something. And I think, again, we are privileged enough to be in positions where we can have these type of chats. But you know, like, when you don't, and you start feeling, even though you're working, you have a good job perhaps, and you know, your bills are paid and stuff. But if you don't, like, you're not feeling like there's any progression, you're not feeling like there's something that is gaining your attention, you're learning or something, you know, then you start to lose focus, maybe, because it's just very, and you're just getting up in the morning, doing that. Whereas if there's something that you're trying to get a goal,
there's a driver,
there's something driving you, know what I'm saying? And then once you achieve that, it's like, man, you know, it feels good, because this is what I was, you know, this was going for. Then it's, you know, on to the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this time you can swap it, because you're not going to get a promotion month of the month. So, you know, then maybe now you work on your personal life.
And just constantly cycling. Like,
constantly,
cycling through different sort of priorities in life, and I think that's actually a very interesting way of looking at things. Sort of like, if one thing isn't working, then work on the other thing until the other thing sort of starts working. But then also there I have a question for you, in the sense that if the one thing is not working, don't you think that has the potential to impact everything else? So if you feel that, like, that day in, day out, it's your job, is not leading to progression, and then you're like, okay, let me focus on my social life, but won't that have an impact on your social life in terms of, like, your morale to get shit done?
It could. No, it definitely could. But I think it depends at which level you're willing to give it energy and compartmentalize. Because that... Because you can really compartmentalize your whole work environment and not give a damn, but give the same amount of just this, this, and then as soon as it's the end of the day, to wrap.
So it's like you work to live, and you don't live to work, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's an interesting one, because at the end of the day, we all need to have a means to an end, I suppose.
So, and I think, you know, especially when you at our age and stuff, especially when people start having commitments, like financial commitments and stuff, they become scared to do something because they don't want to jeopardize that whatever it is, you know, because they don't want to start afresh. But sometimes you never know what can come. That's the thing. You don't know what can come from just like, you know what, maybe if I do start afresh, I'll work it out, you know? I don't know. Like, you know, when, you know, because maybe, say you have a bond or something. You don't want to go out and start your own business because you know you need to have a month-to-month payment.
You know, at the end of the month, something needs to be paid.
But the thing is, how do you know what the business might become if you don't take that leap? You know what I mean? But so you become trapped in a way because of the sake of a bond or something.
Yeah.
And then that's not a good...
It's in the word. It's a bond.
Look, guys. You know? So...
Yeah. But I mean, that's where your point comes in, where it's like, if you cycle your objectives in life, if you cycle things a bit differently, if you're like, okay, I know that I've got these commitments now, so let me work on another aspect of my life. And as you're saying, then that might have a knock-on effect. So if you work on the social aspect of it could then feed into, like, maybe you meet someone in a new social circle who becomes your business partner, and then
boom,
that lessens the cost of then getting that, I mean, hypothetically, boom, getting that bond, you know? So it's, So I think the moral of the story that we've talked about here is basically just literally always looking to reassess, and always look to build your life, and not get swallowed into the perceived trap of a routine, because there's always a way of expanding yourself, even though you're beholden to a routine to survive.
Yeah, you know, like sort of how at some jobs, most jobs, they have career, what is it called, key performance areas or whatever.
KPIs.
Performance what? Indicators or whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
The point is, they have these sort of things where at the end of the year, maybe if it's time for to check, you know, to give you a bonus or a boot or whatever, they see, okay, how have you been progressing here?
Yeah.
You know, have you been extra? Have you been doing what's required? Have you been slacking or whatever? Do that to your own life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what we say, right? Just that assessment, that self-assessment to check, look, you know, personally, what have I achieved, you know, mentally, mental, you know, what, work-wise, all those things, you know, physically, how have I progressed?
No, definitely that, and that's the thing about always keeping yourself accountable to yourself in terms of your own progression and how you grow. And that, I mean, comparing it to KPIs, that's a good way to look at it. And obviously it manifests in
different ways.
No, but I enjoy this. This is a very different format for us in terms of the podcast, like reflecting on.
Yeah, because we're actually just chatting.
This is literally a much chats. Roll credits.
I think it's very important to have these type of chats, because you can get lost in the source, you can get lost in life, you can get lost in your routine.
You
just get lost.
You can definitely get lost in your routine. That's true. And it's always, it's also, comfortable to know that you can you have people that you can talk to about these things. Where there you also realize where sort of your rich social connections lie in terms of like where there's a lot of understanding, where there's a lot of knowledge of self, but also knowledge of someone else.
Yeah,
and trust in that other person and how they look at things related to you.
Because you also just sometimes you don't there's just things that other people think about that you will have never thought about.
Exactly, because they're looking at it from a different angle, from a different perspective. Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, but that's what community is about, though. You know.
Yeah. Support structure.
You can't. I mean, I know a lot of people love to talk about being self-made and being, you know, I did this on my own, coming from the bottom. It's good that you did that, but that shouldn't be the case.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. No one should have to do things on their own. Like, sure, maybe you had a good idea on your own, but like you're gonna need people to help you realize that dream.
Yeah,
like it's really important to have people around you who can add value to you and you to them, so that you guys grow together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, man, that's why it's important to have real friends type of thing, you know. Not just
And it, to have conversations beyond, I mean, the usual stuff of going out, having drinks.
Yeah, beyond that. Yeah.
Actually, having something that you can bond
DMCs,
over.
DMCs, dog. Deep, meaningful conversations.
DMCs, bro. DMCs. That's totally it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I think that's a lot for everyone listening to process, and we'd appreciate like people comment and just tell us like tell us what they think about things.
Maybe you listening have been thinking about things as well, you know.
Yeah,
and or maybe it's time you'd start.
Yeah, maybe we're giving you the enlightenment you need.
It's time to start, you know.
Yeah, but I think I really enjoyed this. Maybe we should think of how we introduce these episodes to the broader scheme of the podcast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the way we can't do it in the normal way.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah, man, it's been a good episode. What are you up to this week, dog? You had a busy week.
As I was saying earlier, busy week. Only 4 days in the week because of daisies.
Oh wait,
it's this week.
Yes. Are you taking Friday off?
Yes. Aren't you taking Friday off?
Nah, dog. What? I don't think I did, but maybe I can swindle or something.
Wait, how did you not take Friday off?
Cause I'm already. Cause I don't know. No. I must have though, right?
Come on, dog. Like Friday. It's Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. Cause I took. I know I took the Monday, but then. No. I'll swindle something. I'll work. OT. I'll work something. Cause in fact, I know that the person approving my thing, they didn't even check the thing. They're just like, no, it's cool. So I'm just gonna be like, no, they was there.
And on that corrupt bombshell.
On that corrupt bombshell.
Let's get out of here.
It's been your boy MZ
and your boy Vumi,
and this has been the Much Chess Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Peace.